forever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
This is the final track on Tim Heidecker's latest album, Slipping Away. It's called Bells Are Ringing. And the first time I heard it, it stopped me in my tracks. I dropped everything and emailed him to say, this is so, so beautiful. And one of the reasons it moved me was his daughter's vocals that come in at the end of the song, which is something he almost didn't put in.
This could be too much, too sweet, or too something, you know? And everybody was all in, you know, everybody was like, everybody involved in the record was just like, this is so great, like, sounds awesome.
Fatherhood is a major theme on the album, and coming up, Tim Heidecker joins me to talk about making the record and about how being a dad has changed him.
Well, first of all, I think about my own mortality, I think. That's the thing that children bring to you is, wow, these people are going to hopefully go on well past me.
Tim Heidecker, today, I'm Rena Duris, and this is World Cafe. Before we get to that session, here's Leon Bridges, Better Man.
A better man to my baby. Give me all good love. I was laying with them Jezebels under perfume sheets. Got a golden smile, heart overflowing with kindness and love. But it wasn't enough. What can I do? What can I do to get back to your heart? I'd swim the Mississippi River if you would give me another star, girl. All night long I was out to the morning, but baby you're tender. Lost when I'm longing. Please, I'm down on my knees, babe. Ooh, I thirst for your girl. Baby, I'm running to your well. What can I do? What can I do to get back to your heart? I'd swim the Mississippi River if you would give me another star, girl. What can I do to get back to your heart? I'd swim the Mississippi River. What can I do? What can I do to get back to your heart? I'd swim the Mississippi River if you would give me another star, girl.
Ceiling half the time, hanging round the ceiling half the time. Go, go, slap me with
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Do you ever feel like the world is ending? Not to be a downer, but sometimes things can feel pretty dire. There might be days when you wonder just where humanity is headed. And if you're a parent, like my guest today, songwriter and comedian Tim Heidecker, you might wonder what kind of world we're leaving for the next generation. Slipping Away is the name of the latest album from Tim Heidecker and the Very Good Band. And coming up, Tim Heidecker and Very Good Band bassist Eliana Athayde talk about writing songs that explore anxiety, fatherhood, and the post-apocalypse. But don't worry if that sounds a little dark. They also get into baseball, a very bad chicken dinner Tim ate on tour, and how much fun they have working together. Tim and Eliana will perform songs from Slipping Away, but we'll start with the album cut of the song Wells Running Dry, Tim Heidecker on World Cafe.
And I don't know why this well's running dry. Here we go. Gotta keep on pushing, heading into the second verse. And I know whatever I am saying is always gonna end up sounding worse than the first.
On World Cafe, that was Tim Heidecker and the Very Good Band, Wells Running Dry. It's a song from his latest album, Slipping Away. I'm Raina Duris. Tim Heidecker is my guest today, as well as the bassist and backing vocalist for the Very Good Band, Eliana Athayde. Tim and Ellie, hello. Welcome.
Hello. Welcome to me and to Ellie.
Welcome back. I guess welcome back to both of you, because you've both been in this room before. Although, Ellie, I haven't gotten to talk to you yet. So glad that you're both here. And part of the reason I wanted Ellie here, too, is because I know, Tim, that when you went in to make this record, you wanted it to be a team effort. You wanted it to be a group doing it with your touring band that you've gotten to know really, really well over the last few years. Why did you want to bring the band in and record with them for this one?
Well, we play really well together. They're terrific musicians, so if I was going to make a record, I would get good musicians to play with me, and they are good musicians. I just wanted to keep this thing going in some form, you know, and I knew I couldn't go right back on the road. You got to stay away a little bit, and that was the natural thing, because I had written all these songs on tour with this band, and yeah, I mean, I just loved being around them, and they're really seasoned, talented players, so it made a lot of sense.
We'll come back to that in just a second. But Ellie, I know that you kind of started, I think you started playing with Tim when you were a session musician, though, right?
Yeah.
What do you remember from your first time playing with Tim?
Oh my gosh. What I remember the most about him, because we didn't talk at all before, a keyboardist named Drew Erickson brought all the musicians into the fold. So didn't talk to Tim at all until we were in the studio. And I just have this very distinct memory of working out something and Tim being like so deferential to these musicians he had hired, who he didn't really know that well, but he, you know, he was just being very kind of respectful and deferential in this way that stood out to me, because he didn't need to be that way. He could just be like my way or the highway.
Let me quickly reintroduce you. I'm talking to Tim Heidecker and Ellie Athayde on World Cafe today. It does feel like there's a kind of narrative arc to this album. It starts out, you know, kind of chill. Mm-hmm. There's a mushroom trip. You're hanging out with your family. Then it feels okay. And then there's anxiety and apocalypse and a post-apocalyptic sort of journey. Is that a conscious choice that you made to build the album like that?
Eventually, yeah. I think the first batch of songs were very much like short stories about the sort of something post-apocalyptic. What was the show we were talking about?
Station 11.
There's these shows, movies, books, you know, in that that sort of genre of The Road and things like that, where I was, you know, after the pandemic, going through those 2 years, was definitely on my mind, and songs I was writing were kind of telling little stories about that. And then I had some other songs that were just more about me and about, you know, where I was at and what I was thinking about and my family, and you know, just it's all that like balancing it and building it until it's done thing, where you think you know what it is and then something changes, It then emerged as like, okay, this is kind of like there's a side A and then there's kind of a side B, which literally there are on records.
Right. Oh, I've forgotten.
Yeah.
There are a couple of songs I want to talk about today that you're not performing. Mm-hmm. One of them, it's called Something Somewhere. When I listened to the song, it brought tears to my eyes.
My goodness.
Because it's one of the best articulations I've ever heard of the anxiety I've always dealt mm-hmm. with in the way that I deal with it. It starts with the lyric, there's a feeling I get when things are going good, but it's coming to an end, a kind of sadness, then it passes, and I pack it into the back of my head. And this is one of those questions that's unanswerable, but I'll pose it to both of you.
I can answer it.
I believe in you.
You just made the challenge.
Why is it that sometimes when life is good, that is when you get the most anxious or when you worry the most? That can be the scariest time of all.
Yeah, I don't know, but it is a feeling that I had on that tour, which was that feeling, you know, probably two-thirds of the way through the tour, where you feel things are good, this has worked, the relief of all the stress and anxiety that went into building that thing to work was working. And then you knew that it was, there's less shows ahead of us mm-hmm. than there are behind us, you know, and that's a good thing in some ways, because you want to take a break and go home and see your family. But there is this like, you just passed that hump of, I think it's like, it's that sort of, melancholy you get at the end of summer, you know, or the end of a vacation or something, you know, just that back to this thing is now just a memory.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never really heard it talked about in a song, at least that I can think of. So
I'm going to play a bit of Something Somewhere so you can hear it. This is Tim Heidecker and the Very Good Band, Something Somewhere on World Cafe.
There is a feeling I get when things are going good, but it's coming to an end, a kind of sadness, then it passes, and I pack it in to the back of my head. And in the distance, there is a glow. Mystery light coming off the road. Barometric pressure is dropping. I can feel my heart start stopping. Oh, something, somewhere's coming for me.
A bit of Something Somewhere from Tim Heidecker and the Very Good Band. Tim is here with me along with Elliot Thade of the Very Good Band. Right after that song on the album, it gets a little bit apocalyptic and then kind of post-apocalyptic too in the song Bows and Arrows, where you mm-hmm. talk about how you don't want to build a tent, you don't want to make a fire. I have sometimes wondered myself about the skills I have that could be applicable in the post-apocalypse. And so I wanted to ask each of you, if the world ended and you had to survive, what would your job be in our post-apocalyptic society?
Oh,
the great entertainer. We need laughter and
yeah.
music. No, I don't know. I have no skills at all. I have nothing. Not to make it too serious here, but the fires in Los Angeles, we were all, I was very personally affected by them. I didn't lose my house, but was evacuated. And I left the house luckily my wife gathered all those important papers and stuff, but I was just like, this hat I'm wearing is from Target, because I didn't even bring my normal baseball cap, and I didn't pack a charger. And I was like, oh man, I'm not ready for this at all. Like,
right.
I'm not prepped. I'm not a prepper. So, I'll be one of the first to go.
are you going to pack a go bag for next time that happens?
I said I would, and yeah. I still haven't.
Ellie, what about you?
I think I'd probably just make everyone tea with like twigs and leaves, and I think I'd be good at trying to convince everyone that what we're eating is actually really good and fun, even though it's like dirt and
bark.
I think that's
Well, yeah, I don't know what I would be still, but I think both of you would be very useful. Thank you. The next song that we're going to hear you perform is called I Went Into Town. How does this one fit into the narrative?
I think it's something I never had really done before. It's just like a little short story, like a couple of pages if it was a book. But it just came to me. I don't know where it came from, but it fits into this idea that this guy who's living in the woods goes into town as he would do, like maybe once a year or something, or a couple times a year, and no one's there. And this feeling of what would happen, I guess it was the question of like, if there was some apocalypse, if you were one of these people that lived in the woods and you didn't know about it, what would that feeling be to like walk into the town after 6 months and be like, oh, where's everybody? I thought that would be a great start to a, you know, Stephen King movie or something, but I made it a song.
I Went Into Town, Tim Heidecker on World Cafe.
I went into town for the first time this year. All the bookstores were shut down. All the streets were all clear. Nobody was around. Even the rats were not here. Did they say they were leaving? Did they even leave a note? Looking on every post for any kind of a sign. Maybe an arrow showed me the way. Did they leave here for the day? Or are they hiding and afraid? I went back to my woods, back to my home, where I live alone. So I lit a fire, and I lit a smoke, thinking about the town. Was it some kind of joke? Are they hiding from me? Did they catch some kind of disease? Or did they blow away with the breeze? I have enough to last through the winter, one winter. But come spring, I'll need to supply. My space and my busted face, I couldn't live if everyone died. Oh, it's getting dark, it's getting cold, feeling my age and how I'm getting old. Tomorrow when I wake, I'll go back to town, see if I can find anyone around.
I Went Into Town. That is Tim Heidecker and his bandmate Eliana Athayde performing a song from Slipping Away, the latest album from Tim Heidecker and the Very Good Band. I'm Raina Duras. Tim and Ellie are my guests today. You guys are in the middle of a headlining tour right now. I know you keep a tour diary. you almost always share what you ate that day. Have you had anything specifically memorable, particularly memorable on this tour so far?
Well, for my birthday, which was a couple days ago, we went to this town in Michigan called Frankenmuth, which was like one of these Christmas village kind of towns where it's all Christmas all year round. And they have this place called the Frankenmuth Zenders World Famous Chicken Dinners. Have you heard of this?
I have not. They're not famous enough, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they should not be famous. They were, it was kind of fun. It was like the family style. They bring out the mashed potatoes and the gravy and we all pass it around. But, you know, it's like the qualities never meets the occasion. It's just, it was like a real like Lynchian kind of crazy time capsule of a place.
Yeah.
And I would love to go in the kitchen and just like elevate them like 10%.
Sure.
Like let's salt the chicken.
Salt the chicken.
Let's salt the chicken.
Just a little salt.
They can I say the Greg Turkington thing? Well, now you have to let me. Greg Turkington, who's with us, is a vegan and he's also gluten free.
You're gonna think this is the hackiest thing that's ever happened. But I saw it happen.
It's real. So he says to our sweet young waiter, he's like, now I'm a vegan and I'm gluten free. What do you think I could eat on this menu? And the kid's like, let me go talk to the chef. I'm not really sure. Yeah, let me go talk to the chef. So he goes. He's gone for like a longer amount
a long
of time,
time
than it feels like he should be. He comes back and he goes, the chef says maybe you could get the steak with veggies. And like you could see in real time Greg's brain trying to compute. He was like, well, no, I don't want a steak. And the guy
was like unbelievable.
Okay, and I don't think the guy understood that a vegan can't eat a steak. I think he just thought that vegan didn't want a steak. Because he was like, well, I can't have the steak. And he was like, okay.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
I'm speaking with Tim Heidecker and Elia Thade today on World Cafe. We're going to get to another performance. And you're going back to your 2022 album, Fear of Death, for this one. I love this song. It's called Someone Who Can Handle You. Why is this one the one you chose from your past albums to play for us today?
Well, Ellie and I do it every night, so it's fresh for us. You know, I did this with Wise Blood on that album, and we sort of made that album together. And that's how I was introduced to Ellie, because Ellie was Wise Blood's bass player. And not only did she play on that record, but when I was putting this band together, I was going to be touring a lot of those songs, and I knew I was looking for a bass player who could possibly sing all those songs. And she, you know, can sing, you know, with Natalie, with the Wise Blood. So it was a real get. It was like a real coup to get her. And so we started just doing this one together, and it's different than the record, I guess, a little bit. But I think, and I've heard people say that our voices blend very nicely together, and it's always a nice part of the show to sing this song.
Someone Who Can Handle You, Tim Heidecker on World Cafe.
I'm moving on. I'm getting out. I can't do any more crying. I'm packing it in. Cause there ain't no doubt. I can't take any more lying. But if you want a slow dance, if you want a romance, you find someone who can handle you. You wore me out, you carved me down, shaved me to the wire. You done me good. Cut me up like wood and threw the pieces in the fire. And if you want a slow dance, if you want a romance, you find someone who can handle you. Love should be so easy. Love should be so kind. Love should be as simple.
simple as it was the first time. Do you remember the first time you felt those butterflies? One day you'll look back, you wonder what went wrong. You'll always have these memories, you'll always have this song. And if you want a slow dance, if you want a romance, you find someone who can handle you. You find someone who can handle you.
The people are right. Your voices do go really well together. That was Tim Heidecker and Eliana Athayde performing Someone Who Can Handle You. That's a song from Tim's 2020 album, Fear of Death. On World Cafe, I'm Rena Duris. Tim and Ellie are my guests today. Tim Heidecker and the Very Good Band have a new album called Slipping Away. The final song on Slipping Away is called Bells Are Ringing. And the first time I listened to the record, I think I stopped everything I was doing to email you
yes.
to say, Tim, this is so beautiful. But I put an expletive in the middle of that that I can't say on the radio. I'm going to play a little bit of Bells Are Ringing right now. So that's a bit of Bells Are Ringing. Your daughter Amelia is singing at the end of that song. Could you talk about making that decision to have Amelia, to record her and put her on the album?
Yeah, I knew, I mean, the end of that song really just, I mean, it says, everything old once was young, everything young someday dies. Right? That's we're just singing that over and over again. Everything old once was young, everything young someday dies. And I was like, I really like that. It's very depressing. Is not as quite obvious, you know. It's like, I think it's like basically a line from Atlantic City by Bruce Springsteen. Similar, it's like a turn on that line, where's everything young one day comes back, or something like that. Anyways, it was such a beautiful track, and Connor and, you know, Ellie had done these strings on it. It was just like this grand piece of work, musically, that I just said, I have an opportunity to say something else at the end of this song. I don't have to end on this grim, you know, kind of depressing statement. And I just sang, I wrote those words, and it was way too vulnerable and for me to sing it. That was the first thing. It was like, I can't sing this. And then I thought of Amelia, because we always make music together in my garage, and she's got a great voice, and had this idea of in my head of a children's choir kind of vibe, and just went down there and did it and played it for everybody, being like, all right, this is going to be a little, this could be too much, too sweet or too something, you know. And everybody was all in, you know, everybody was like, everybody involved in the record was just like, this is so great. Like, it sounds awesome.
Yeah. I thought it was a really powerful choice to have the last words on the album sung by your daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ellie, when he brought that in,
Tommy was like, I wanted to sing that part.
I did have a lot of people be like, oh, the background vocals are so beautiful and I can feel them. The end, like, they're not sure if it's me or not.
Right.
It's not me. No, I love it. And I think there are so many things that are special about Tim Heidecker and working with Tim, but definitely an element that feels special to me is just like the human element of like this person who does all this amazing artwork, you know, goes on the road, has his shows, like so much, but like his family is such an important thing to him. And that's just like, if you know him, you know that, you know? And so it just felt, yeah, so beautiful and perfect to have Amelia do that last bit on the record.
Yeah. The last song that you're going to perform for us today comes a little earlier on the album, but I feel like it leaves us in a really nice place. It's called Bottom of the Eighth. I know you're a baseball fan, Tim.
Yeah.
In this song, it kind of feels like you're switching back and forth from watching this baseball game through your eyes and through your kids' eyes. You're thinking about the player's prospects, mm-hmm. and the weather, and if the mascot will take a picture with her. You also, I think, you leave at the bottom of the eighth maybe to beat the traffic, which is the most dad thing you could possibly do. But your daughter in the song, she's just in the moment. How has being a dad changed the way you think about the future?
Oh, with the big questions. Wow. Well, first of all, I think about my own mortality. I think that's the thing that children bring to you is, wow, these people are going to hopefully go on well past me, and I am no longer the main character in my life, in a way. It's another thing that happens when you have kids, and a lot of the decisions you make are really about them, not you. Those are probably the two big things right there.
Yeah. Before we hear this, is there anything you want to tell us about writing the song?
Yeah, I know exactly when and where. It was on tour again. We were in North Carolina, going from D.C. to North Carolina. That night, leaving D.C., it was a beautiful summer night. And I'm from the East Coast. Summer nights in the East Coast are nothing better if it's not too hot. And I just had that line, I hear crickets chirping again, because I heard crickets. I said, this is a nice way to start a song. The next day, I'm in North Carolina in Durham, and there's the Durham baseball, minor league baseball park right there down the street. I start thinking about that. And then at the beautiful Durham theater that we played there, I can't remember what it's called, but they had a beautiful grand piano backstage. I sat there at the piano, playing that little thing. It was done. I wrote this song in as long as it takes to sing it almost. And I was like, somebody, Vic probably, I was like, you know, we made a video of me basically playing that song back there, because I was so like, it's all here. I got my baseball song. I didn't have a baseball song. Now I have a baseball song.
Well, I'm so glad you're going to play this one for us.
Okay.
It's Bottom of the Eighth, live on World Cafe, Tim Heidecker.
We'll do our best. It is a piano song, so it's a little different on the guitar.
I hear crickets chirping again. Must be summer rolling in. Paper says there's still tickets to the game. Gonna take my daughter, bring her glove, show her some of that fatherly love. We don't follow the team that much. They were on a winning streak, but lost their touch. Mascot sweating in 20 pounds of fur. My daughter loves him. He better take a picture with her. And if it rains, well, that's okay. We can take shelter behind home plate. Either way, we'll head out after the bottom of the eighth. Peanuts, popcorn, all of that stuff. Playing minor league, yeah, must be rough. Playing every day, yeah, I can relate. Taking that bus from state to state. Few of those dudes gonna be rich. Most of those dudes taking it pitch by pitch. Most of those dudes, no matter how hard they try, will work all their lives just trying to get by. But my daughter don't care about that. Sun's beating down, she needs a baseball hat.
Hope she gets to see her first home run. Boy, wouldn't that be fun? And if it rains, well, that's okay. We could take shelter behind home plate. Either way, we'll head out after the bottom of the eighth.
I like that version.
That was really nice.
I like this, my Randy Newman impression. You ever hear it? I like that version.
That's pretty good.
I like that.
Live for the World Cafe, Bottom of the Eighth, performed by Tim Heidecker and Eliana Athayde. That's a song from Slipping Away, the latest album from Tim Heidecker and the Very Good Band. Tim, Ellie, thank you so much. This has been awesome. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Rena Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before the break here on World Cafe, you might have caught my interview with Tim Heidecker. If you missed any or you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our podcast, wherever you find your podcasts. You can also watch that interview at worldcafe.org and on our YouTube, youtube.com/worldcafe. Here's Spoon. You got your cherry bomb.
So fair, let it go on along. Octopus for good, you got that cherry bomb. Blow out that cherry bomb for me. We lost it long ago, you and me. Now you blow your way back from the spirit bomb. Cherry bomb, blow out that cherry bomb for me. You got to know it's on your sleeve. Know it's on your sleeve. Know it's on your sleeve. Let it go on and on. I could pay you tonight, hand all you cherry bomb. All I could be so fair. Let it go on and on. I could pay you tonight, hand all you cherry bomb.
video game, armed with a safety pin, overly confident. My skin is airy thin, but my game is rigged to win. I keep my head up, I fill up your empty cup, all in the name of love. While you get the hang of a shade that suits me, it's not natural beauty. The line of duty collapses in me. Watch for the falling tide. Make an exit on this slide. Armed with a memory, surely will stay with me. Fragments of misery feeding off my body. I keep my eyes shut. Sage advice to rebut. A blind squirrel finds a nut. Mapping out the shortcuts. 20 questions. Dexterous protesting. And what a blessing. Saving man.
Oh,
Giving Up from Michigander. A song about possibly giving up on a relationship next on World Cafe. I'm Rena Duras. This is World Cafe. Maybe you've been there. You've been in a relationship and it's got problems and you just don't know if you should keep trying to make it work or just call it quits. It's not a fun feeling. But Haim have turned it into a really fun song. This is brand new from Haim. Incredibly catchy. It's Relationships.
Through the trees, I see a salt. empty message written in the eaves, the ground beneath my feet, the hot garbage and concrete. Now the tops of buildings, I can see them too.
To say you broke my heart and I was okay, all in good time.
All in good time, I trusted my eyes, treated my losses like clouds in the sky, finally picked on some of my size, all in good time.
All in good time, I followed my nose. Learned where to bleed when a knife comes to blows. Tried on your love, then I folded those clothes. All in good time.
Throw your bread to falling birds.
Buried friends and wasted words. Something wants to eat us all alive.
All in good time, my angel came back. Paid us some money, but that didn't last.
We wouldn't cry, but we couldn't laugh.
All in good time. All in good time, we felt like a star.
We closed our eyes and we opened our arms.
Ran off the road in our own stolen car. All in good time.
Mattress for love.
Dropped all our weapons, shrank from the blood. All in good time.
All in good time, we'd nothing to prove.
We took the bait till we'd lost the tooth.
No one believed it, but we told the truth. All in good time.
I told my future by reading your lips.
You wore my ring until it didn't fit. All in good time.
All in good time, we suffered enough. Knit our muscle when push came to shove.
swept all that broken glass under the rug, all in good time. Dancing till we both collapse, wishing we could hide our tracks. Something wants to eat us all alive. Our goodbyes and our hellos again.
Puff and we'll puff until they let us in. All in good time.
All in good time. We'll land on our feet.
Your mother will sigh and my soldier will sleep.
We'll swim in the ocean, fishes set free. All in good time.
We'll swim the ocean. All in good time.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Black girl, black girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? Any pine. Oh, while the sun never shine, I wish you were all night too. Black girl, where will you go? I'm gone, but a cold wind blows. In the pine, while the sun never shine, I wish you were all night too. Black girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pond, where the sun never shines. I wish you were all night too. My husband was a rain.